Well, that's an exciting move to Nottingham Derby, where I am representing. We look forward to welcoming you to our region next year. Please do come. Isn't there so much to be encouraged by, to praise God for, to thank him for, and to rejoice in together? And we want to turn to God in prayer, and we're going to do this in three 5-minute sections as we pray through the Renew agenda, as we think about establishing, securing, pioneering for the glory of Christ. As we do so, can we please remember what we were hearing from God's word, first up from Mark chapter 10. Let me just read very quickly a verse from there, where Jesus says, "Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." Can we allow God's word to shape our praying for the next 15 minutes? That we would be putting aside our ambitions and our hopes, that we would follow Jesus willingly to the cross in these different areas. We're going to pray first for establishing. That seemed a while ago. Let's pray for the establishing of ministries. We heard from St. Peter's Harold Wood. We heard from Holy Trinity Norwich about training schemes within the local church. Let us be praying for the Life 26 opportunity next year, and having shared opportunities, working together with others for gospel ministry. We were thinking about how we can be promoting and being intentional about recruiting and training future leaders, and for the Renew Future Leaders Conference. Those things, and for our own situations, let's be praying for the establishing of churches. So 5 minutes on your tables, turn to one another and let's pray. We're going to pray now for a few more minutes for the securing of churches. We give thanks to God that he is building his church, securing it from generation to generation with good encouragements. We heard from Trinity in Buxton, obviously, and for St. John's Over, as praying for other churches and for leaders preparing for possible transitions, for a readiness to equip people to make good decisions, for good relationships with patronage trustees and Diocesan officials. In this section, we also want to pray for the Church of England and for the House of Bishops, their meetings in October and December, for the work of the Alliance, for complex scenario planning, for general synod elections kind of coming up next year. We can be praying for the Lord to continue to be at work. So let's pray for a few more minutes for the securing of our churches in this land. Let's pray. And thirdly, we're going to pray now for pioneering, and we can give thanks to God for new opportunities in this past year, for those that we heard of who have taken opportunities to be appointed into Church of England churches. We heard from, Philip Young in Tendring and Denham, James Bunyan in Christchurch Staines, for Will Harwood in Truro. We could pray, can't we, for Tom Simpson, his interview on the 14th in Peterborough, and for those in the network of revitalisation ministries that's going on, and do pray for other situations, you know. There, we can also give thanks too for church plants that have got established in the last year. Answers to prayer for Hackbridge, for Life Church there, and we heard for Nick down in Bracknell. For Rock Church in Denton, for Mark and his team. We can pray for Kay and Mrs. P. We can pray so much we could give thanks for. We've heard this morning lots to be praying for. Let's praise God and pray for these revitalisation and church plants, that the gospel would continue to be pioneered. Let's pray. If you could draw your prayers to a close. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Let's commit ourselves to that cross-shaped goal to see Christ honoured as we serve him and seeing his church built. I'm going to hand over to Joe now, who's going to lead us towards lunch. Or be well, and Liz, yeah. Come on, thank you. Yeah.